Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish a photograph or six that I've taken that day being Saturday, October the 16th. And today's trivia is, what does Armidale, New South Wales and Talkeetna, Alaska have in common? Well, today was a sunny but cool day. The cold change has come through and the temperature's dropped a bit. If you've come by this audio file on its ownsome, my weblog can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And even though it was a bit of a cooler morning, I went out to water the herb garden and plants that are in pots around the veranda. And as sometimes happens, a little frog was jammed in the nozzle of the watering can. Well, not so much jammed as tightly packed, perhaps. But it managed to squeeze its way out of the nozzle. And the first photograph today is that very frog sitting right next to a daffodil stalk in the pot on the veranda. It didn't move. It let me take about 10 photographs of it, even though the lens was pretty close to it. It just sat there and watched me with this little red-ish eye. And one of the interesting things about the photograph is the amazingly narrow depth of focus. The frog's eyes and nose and head are in focus, but nothing much else is. It's one of those very high contrast photographs because of the low sun. There's a bright sunlight on the surface of the pot, and to the left of the frog it's quite shadowy. So another challenging shot. Then later on, as the dogs took me for my morning walk, we came upon a lizard sitting on the track. The dogs amazingly just walked right past it. Maybe they didn't see it because they're border collies and they're more used to watching something that moves. But I took a few photographs and the lizard itself didn't move either. It's a blue-tongued lizard. It does have a blue tongue, but we didn't see that today. It's kept its mouth firmly shut. It's got very stumpy legs. The other types of lizard, the monitor lizard, have got more splayed toes. And there was a frilly-necked lizard later on in the day as it ran away from us on its two hind feet. But it was quite small, and it didn't display its frilly neck. The next couple of photographs are of things that are flowering around the house. The first of those two photographs is of a plant I discovered today when I tried to find out what it was. It's called it's a Stackhousia monogena, also called cream candles. And I'd seen this plant around this time of year for the last few years, but not managed to work out what it was. I think it's a Stackhousia. I did wonder if it was an orchid, a terrestrial orchid. It looks similar to a type of orchid we can get around here, but the flowers are more creamy, whereas the orchid is white. It's a very compact, five-petaled flower with 20 or so little flowers around the top of the stalk. The second of the flowery photos is another member of the pea family, Fabaceae. I haven't tracked down which one this is. There are tens to choose from, and I don't have the world's best book to try and identify it, but it's quite pretty. This particular ground cover is one of maybe 20 or so plants that line the track down to the gate, and it seems to be growing where the ground was disturbed to have the track graded some years ago. And the second, third pair of photographs are just some landscape type shots taken as I drove back from town after doing some shopping. The first of the pair is taken with a wide angle lens and shows the flat pasture. There are some cattle in this paddock elsewhere. We don't see them today. And right in the distance there's a few little hills. And what we don't see is the gorge country that drops down between the paddock you can see and the hills in the background. I did think that the trees on the right-hand side of the image, the gum trees, were suffering from being blown around or being having grown in the wind. The trees seem to grow with a distinct lean in one direction. Reminded me of the trees in Scotland where I grew up, on some of the islands where there are no trees to speak of. The wind has caused those trees that are growing to have almost a 45 degree lean to them. The nice blue sky is quite prevalent in that shot, a few clouds in the background. And they're the clouds that I presume that have now come up as the cool change has followed on. And the final photograph for today, the sixth in the series, is of some dead trees. It's quite common that where the farmers have not protected the new growth, that all we have are dead trees, the old trees now dead in the paddocks. This one's a gum tree, and just looking more carefully in the foot of the tree, there are some small trees. I was just trying to see if they were gum trees or blackthorn. It's a shrub. Blackthorn's a shrub, which is quite common around here and gives cover for small birds. This area suffered from what was called New England dieback. A lot of gum trees died because the given drought conditions, and in a few months the Christmas beetles, the trees get quite eaten, the leaves are eaten away, and if it's a hard year the trees don't grow the leaves back again and gradually die. So there we have it. Look and see for Saturday, October the 16th. I'm Gordon Smith, and my email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. And the trivia of the day: what does Armadale, New South Wales, and Talkeetna, Alaska have in common? Well, would you believe that our weather is much the same at the moment? We're cool to cold and drizzly, and the overnight temperature is going to be 2 degrees Celsius here, 37 Fahrenheit. I don't think we'll see much snow, though. There's a fair bit of snow promised for Talkeetna. Well, there we have it. Thanks for listening. Please stop by again to see what photographs I've taken and the commentary I might have on them. Bye for now.